Hello and welcome back to another episode of Tight Mates Fitness. This is episode 26, and to get straight into it, why being an intuitive eater will help you. Now I'm going to break down a few things of what an intuitive eater is, stages of someone that is becoming an intuitive eater. So there's going to be four stages of intuitive eating. First one is one where you're unconscious of your incompetence, and then it's going to progress to being conscious and competent, and then being unconscious and competent. So that's where you want to be able to get to. So what is an intuitive eater? Well, an intuitive eater is someone that discovers healthy foods such as like lean proteins, vegetables, fruits, and just natural carbohydrates that taste good and make their body feel good. So it's someone that listens to their body and knows what type of foods make them feel good and what foods do not. Now, a person honors their hunger signals. It's not every time hunger is the right to eat food. An intuitive eater is able to distinguish between physical hungers and emotional hungers. So there's two big differences there. A physical hunger is where your body needs the resource and needs fueling, whereas emotional hunger can be the cause of boredom, loneliness, anger. And we know when we feel tired and we're overwhelmed, we look for quick little fixes, where this is something that, you know, highly processed, tastes very nice. It could be chocolates, muffins, lollies, something just gives you that dopamine release just to assist with how you're feeling. And this isn't always the best case scenario. We know that when you get hungover and the next day you just have these cravings for, you know, fatty foods and really processed foods. Now, also knowing with an intuitive eater, they have times where they're able to eat those type of foods and they have peace with that. They know that it's not going to be a big issue with what their end goal is. Now, the biggest thing is people feel guilty if they have massive burger or parmy and chips, but the reality is it's about flexible dieting as well, and it's knowing that you're going to have times where you want to spend quality times with your friends, and that might mean drinking and going out. And that's someone that's intuitive and knows exactly how they feel and how it can assist them. And with that, it's enjoying an indulgence and then moving on. It's not the end of the world. It's accepting that it's happened, and it's accepting that you can move on. And with an intuitive eater, it's something that's really sustainable. And when we talk about, you know, flexible dieting, it's being able to incorporate different food groups that actually meet your quota for the day, or gives you a better understanding of, you know, what you can fit in with your calories. And like I've said previously, it's not always about having to log food the whole time. It's about actually understanding what type of foods you're consuming and how dense they are and the benefits that you're getting from those food groups, whether it's fibers, high protein, essential fats. Now, what I'm going to look into is the four stages of an intuitive eater. So number one stage of an intuitive eater is unconscious incompetence. So what is unconscious incompetence? Well, at this stage, you haven't learned how to eat for your overall health or even what to eat. You don't know what's going to fuel you, what's going to be good for you and beneficial for long-term progress. You simply don't know what you don't know. And the good thing is, in this stage, you can definitely move out of this stage if you're willing to learn and commit to changing your food and exercise habits. There's points where people aren't even conscious of this and they're happy doing what they're doing. So they're never going to get out of that stage and move on to where they can start to learn. And they have a curious mindset where they want to learn more about what's going to fuel them best, what's going to be most beneficial for them. Now, the second stage is conscious incompetence. So this is a stage where you're learning the basics, like how many macros, proteins, carbs, fats your body needs for optimal muscular development and fat loss. So this is a stage where you're actually tracking foods on, say, MyFitnessPal, so you can understand what sort of macros you're actually hitting. And you know, the most valuable one would be hitting the protein macro, especially if you're doing weight training, resistance training or running or some high cardio form. You want to make sure that you're able to allow the muscles to recover and adapt to the new stimulus. Now, moving on to the third stage, it's conscious competence. So you're becoming mindful of foods that you eat, it's the amount and how it affects you physically and mentally. So through food tracking, you've begun to master your calories and your macros, and you get a handle of what to eat to get lean and physically healthy, and how you can use a flexible diet to actually meet what's required. It's understanding that you know it's for better health. You know your long-term longevity is going to be based off these small habits that you do day to day. And we know from anything, habits are what make you. So if you got these small habits where it's always having, you know, snacks at a certain period, whether you're tired and you always go to the fridge where you have these snacks, it's going to be a ongoing cause where maybe that snack has put you into a surplus. And if you're in a surplus for a long period of time, well, you know what happens. It's going to be where you're overweight and you're really struggling, and you get into this mind-boggling effect where you don't know how to stop this progress, and you continue to build into bad habits. Now, with this conscious competence is obviously tracking foods. Now, do you want to be tracking foods forever? No, it's not intuitive. A person that's tracking foods may get super obsessive with a particular goal or get really overwhelmed with trying to hit certain macros, like trying to hit a protein macro, trying to hit a carb, trying to hit a protein intake, a carb intake, and a fat intake. That is very obsessive and really hard to do day to day. So you want to be able to get to a point where you're very confident with the foods that you're having, and you've established what foods make you feel good, what foods are high protein to help with muscle recovery and muscle building, and then you're able to move into the fourth stage, which is unconscious competence. So this is the intuitive eater. So an intuitive eater no longer has to consciously think about what they know. They've done it for a longer period of time where they know what's right for their body. It's a person that knows when they're full and they know when to stop eating. And this is where you no longer have to continue tracking foods. It's at a point where you know how to fuel yourself and you feel great and you stay energized. So when you look at these four stages, it's exactly like riding a bike. You'll have falls and setbacks along the way, but you just keep persisting. There's gonna be times where you have massive indulgence and you go to a wedding or you go on holidays. You have to accept that these things are going to happen. It's a form of life. And maybe it does mean that your goal is gonna be pushed back a little bit, but it's about having these falls and being able to come back from those falls. It's accepting the process, and it's not kicking yourself and getting so overwhelmed by it that you completely chuck it out the door. Now, these stages are all about how serious you want to be and how serious you want to make a change, because if you're still at number one and you're not willing to learn stage one and you're not willing to learn, then that's a big issue, because that's the choice of you not wanting to understand what makes you feel better. Food is life. It's what we have to consume to in order to stay alive. And if you're not willing to understand what right food groups best support you for a particular type of training, then it's not practical for you. And in the long term, it's going to be harm on your health. Now, with this, it's about understanding how painful is it if you don't do anything about this, where you are today and how that's going to continue to make you feel. But imagine if you actually reached this goal and you started slowly chipping away at what helps you fuel yourself, and maybe it's about being in a deficit. And if you don't know what a deficit is, then it's about learning what that is. So there might be scenarios where you're sick of looking in the mirror and seeing your own body the way it is. You know, is it about when you go to the beach, you want to feel confident in your own body? You know that you've done the work and you've been recognized for the work. Is that an insecurity that you have? You know, it might be for someone where they've got constant health issues, where, you know, it could be diabetes, where they're constantly having to do these certain measures to avoid getting sick. Now, it's important that you write it down and remind yourself of why you want to get to this goal. You know, whether you have to write it to a friend or if you want to write it to me, it's being accountable for the goals that you make. Know that why, what drives you to make a change. I know for myself, my drive was, well, I've always been skinny. So I've had a drive to understand what food groups and what fuel I need. And that's probably largely why I've become a PT. It's probably been an insecurity of mine. And I've been able to learn through this process as to how I can best fuel myself, why I'm fueling myself. And the reason why is because I was always insecure about being skinny. I would always, you know, there would be times where friends would not intentionally, you know, be nasty, but it's just a small joke. And when you're insecure about it, really hits home. So that was something that, you know, I've always been insecure about, and I'm still on the journey of trying to understand how I can best fuel myself and the habits that I can do to get me to a goal where I want to be. And that, you know, a few that really helped me is meal prepping on a Sunday, as it preps me for the rest of the week and I don't have to worry, you know, if I'm in a busy period, I've got food there, whereas if I wasn't, then I'd probably choose not to eat at times. So that's a goal that I'm constantly working with. Now, a current client that I have at the moment, you know, it wasn't always smooth going. Like, it was a slow process. He was injured and we weren't seeing the results that he wanted to see. And that was simply because he wasn't able to do activities that he was doing previously. But the best thing about this was along that journey, he was building better habits and he was making behavioral changes for when now that he started getting back into exercise, he is making great progress. He's starting to see things change, and that's simply because he's embedded small habits and it's become a part of his identity and what he values. And now he's starting to become more of a intuitive eater. He's aware of certain foods that he knows maybe he needs to stay away from at times, but if he does have it, it's not a bad thing. It's dealing with, it's accepting that you're going to have indulgence and you move on from that. So just remember, it's not always smooth going. You're going to have falls, but it's about coming back from those falls and accepting that it's all part of the progress. So that's going to do it for the episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've taken a few things out of it. And, you know, if you're aware that you're at a certain stage and you need more help, then, you know, make the action, whether it's with someone else, whether it's with a nutritionist or if you want to seek a little bit more guidance, I'm more than happy to have a chat with someone just to delve them more into the right process. And it's always about having that curiosity as to how can I be better? How can I be the best version of myself? And what way and what things do I have to do to get there? All right, take care. Hope you've enjoyed this episode and stay tight. See ya.